Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mild and pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, expect sunny skies, while Jerusalem is enjoying a clear day with a light breeze. Haifa is experiencing warm temperatures perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel strikes Gaza as kite threat returns to southern border. The IDF targets Hamas sites in Shati after kites reach Israeli communities. This report comes from Ynet from earlier today. Also, IDF and Shin Bet destroyed weapons depots in Shati and Deir al-Bala. This action targeted two Hamas weapons depots, according to Israel Hayom earlier today. Also this hour, Israel gives Board of Peace 3 days to halt kite launches from Gaza or face renewed strikes. That's from I-24 News, reported this morning. Separately, have a problem, call the PM, says Netanyahu as he gives out his number in a campaign video. This led to hundreds of messages and calls, as reported by JTA earlier today. And finally, Syria and Israel moved to defuse tensions after an airbase bombing, reported by Axios from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ihab Hassan reports just minutes ago that the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem warns the Christian presence in the Holy Land is under significant threat, with dwindling numbers and growing pressures. Ahmed Fuad al-Khatib, a commentator, noted earlier today that some individuals misuse the Palestinian issue for unrelated agendas, exemplified by Mark Ruffalo's recent comments. Ziad Asali, a medical professional, shared a few minutes ago about new sweeping sanctions on Iran, highlighting their delayed implementation. Turning to the details now, starting with the situation in Gaza. The IDF strikes on Hamas sites in Shati come as Israel demands a halt to kite launches. The return of these incendiary devices echoes tensions from before the war, as reported by Ynet. This development raises the stakes for both sides, and the potential for escalation remains high. Meanwhile, the destruction of weapons depots in Shati and Deir al-Bala by the IDF and Shin Bet serves as a strategic blow to Hamas. According to Israel Hayom, this operation is part of a broader effort to weaken Hamas's military infrastructure. The impact on local communities could be significant, with increased military presence and heightened security measures. On the diplomatic front, Israel's ultimatum to the Board of Peace regarding kite launches from Gaza underscores the urgency of the situation. As I-24 News outlined, Israel's warning illustrates the fragile nature of the current ceasefire. Diplomatic efforts must intensify to prevent further conflict. Turning to politics, Prime Minister Netanyahu's decision to give out his number in a campaign video has created a stir. JTA reports that the overwhelming response crashed the associated WhatsApp account. This incident highlights the challenges of modern political campaigning and voter engagement. Finally, the effort to ease tensions between Syria and Israel follows a contentious airbase bombing. Axios reports that both nations seek to avoid broader conflict, though the resolution remains delicate. This move is part of ongoing regional diplomacy to maintain stability. On the economic front. First, a rare collection of Mahatma Gandhi manuscripts sold for $1.69 million in India. These historic documents were auctioned in Mumbai, as reported by Ynet Business earlier this week. This sale reflects the enduring global interest in Gandhi's legacy. Separately, Kotek reports from earlier this week on the evolving role of AI in crime prevention. The focus is now on connecting the dots in time to ensure justice and safety, marking a shift in law enforcement strategies. And finally, Gett has relaunched its overseas activity, allowing customers to book rides internationally through the app. Globes reports that this move is aimed at Israeli customers looking for convenient travel solutions. That's your Israel 18 News update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.